I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and Dave, starting up at Brookings and working down, I guess you have one good lake that I know of, Oakwood. Is that still giving up some walleyes?
Yeah, it is, both to people fishing from shore and people fishing out of the boats. It's East Oakwood that's producing all the fish this spring, and most of those fish are in that 14 to 17 inch class. But you know, people are just casting jig and, well, it seems like a jig and a leech or a jig and a worm. It's been a little bit better recently, or jig and plastic. And the guys out in the boats either have been pulling plugs or fishing live bait behind a spinner or a Lindy rig. But it's kind of spotty. It seems like if you hit it right, you can be done really quickly. Other times you have to work for your fish, but they're definitely nice fish. Other lakes in the area that have been pretty good, I think Sinai is continuing to produce some fish. I've heard of a guy talking about a couple nice catches of crappies. My guess is they're probably getting ready to spawn here pretty quick, and so they've been catching some crappies, some smallmouth, walleyes in the mix. So that's been pretty good, too. Further to the west, I think Lake Thompson continues to produce fish. It's been a pretty solid walleye fishery this spring. Early on, they had crappies. I haven't heard of anything recently, but that's been pretty good. I heard a report or two out of the 81 lakes that they're getting some, not large numbers, but some bigger walleyes out there, as well as a mix of other fish, smallmouth, largemouth. So that's been pretty good. Closer to Madison, Lake Madison, I think, is still producing some, marginal-sized walleyes. They're catching fish there. I heard a report off of Lake Herman. They're getting some nice fish there. Not quite sure how they're catching them, but that lake's putting out some fish. And then by the town of Winfred, both Lake George for smaller walleyes, and I guess they're picking up a few bigger walleyes over by Lake Henry, and that's both those lakes are right by the town of Winfred. So some pretty good fishing around the region right now.
Hey, Dave, on the 81 ponds, is the only access to put a boat in there is by that big pond on the north and the west side? You go back a mile and then go back north to put a boat in off that old flooded road?
Yeah, that's you're actually, I think, 2 miles back in.
Okay, 2 miles,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you've got that, and that access has gotten pretty rough. And we've tried to put an access in on that lake for years now, and just haven't been able to secure the rights to do that. We don't have any public land that would provide a good access area, and so we've been trying to work with the private landowners without any success.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, what areas are you fishing? What seems to be working best for the walleyes?
Well, there's fish really scattered. There's guys going, I know, as far south as Stove Creek already, and most of the action's probably, north up around Swiftbird, the islands, Buffalo Skin, Dodge Draw area. It seems like a lot of guys are going north. Fish are really scattered. You can get them pitching jigs into shore or vertical jigging shallow, and there's guys out dragging in 25 to 30, even out as deep as 35 foot with bottom bouncers, catching fish out there as well. So they're really scattered. There's you'll see schools, and you'll catch one or two out of that school, and it seems like that's all you can get in that spot. You move to another spot, find another school, pick one off right away again, and then the rest of them just ain't active enough. So I think, as the water keeps warming and getting nicer each day, I look for that bite to really turn on. But everybody's catching fish and doing, pretty decent. Not a lot of limits, but, half limit, three-fourths limit. most everybody's getting, so it's definitely time.
What are your ranges of water temp lately?
Anywhere from 55, 56, all the way up to, in the afternoon, you can find 64, 65 degree water. The water's been flat all week. Of course, that's surface water, so I'm sure down 5-6 foot, that's a little bit different. But we had some rain a couple days ago, and it kind of muddied up the way back in the creeks. And I look for that. When that clears up, I look for them fish way up in the creeks probably to take off pretty good.
Chuck Cross, Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Well, now we head up to the Webster Game Fish and Parks offices. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, anything out of Marshall County before we move down into Day?
I haven't heard a whole lot out of Marshall. I assume they're probably catching some fish, or they're going to catch some fish. This past weekend probably wasn't the greatest weekend for fishing with all the wind we had. So we just really never got much of reports. Now this week the weather's looking a lot better when we can dodge between the thunderstorms. So maybe we'll get some better reports here coming out of Marshall County.
I wonder if Roy Lake's building back to a lot of different varieties of fish. I think in the 70s, early 80s, it was a premier fishing lake, and you just don't really hear much about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of variety of species in Roy right now. Our walleye numbers just have not really increased ever over the years. We maintain kind of a low density population on walleye. Perch are there, but we don't see the size of the perch getting very large. There's seen somewhat of an increase on crappies as well as bluegills in the last couple of years. Smallmouth bass continue to do well. Largemouth are doing somewhat better than they had in the past. So it's becoming back to an area where they'll catch multiple species, but as of yet, the walleyes really haven't taken off, and there's pike numbers, I should say, are also pretty good in the lake usually.
Bitter Lake, is that getting a lot of pressure on both ramps on the northwest and the southeast?
Yeah, Bitter's been our busy lake. I think on the west side has been the best bite so far. Sounds like, when the wind's not blowing, it's pretty easy to catch a lot of walleyes down there. Most of those are going to be sub-15, which we knew was going to happen this year. A lot of those fish are, about 14, 14 and a half inches. But it sounds like good catches. As long as the wind's not blowing, they're catching some fish.
Wabe Lake?
Yeah, there's still some activity on Wabe. The white bass bite sounds like it's improving. Anywhere near shore, you should be able to catch some white bass. As well as the walleye bite has improved a little bit up there. Most of those fish are going to be around 14 to maybe 16 inches that they're catching. But we'd expect that bite to pick up as, water temps continue to be in the 60s now and a little more stable. I think that bite should increase in the next week or two.
I think spring last year I had a chance to fish Minnewasta, and there seemed to be a pretty good bite there in May and early June last year. Any word on that lake?
I haven't heard a whole lot yet in the last few weeks. I know as soon as ice went out, there was a good bite up there, but just haven't heard much out of it in the last couple of weeks. As we get into the 60-degree water temperatures, I'd expect that bite to take off as well.
The pickerel, blue dog?
Pickerel, I've heard some activity on there. It catches some walleyes as well as a few crappies mixed in. Blue dog, I haven't heard anything for a while. But another one I'd expect, it's had at times this year a decent bite, and I'd expect with the warmer temperatures that one to take off here shortly.
And I imagine Reitz and Horseshoe Lake are getting fishing pressure.
Yeah, they're both seeing a fair amount of pressure. A lot of people pursuing smallmouth bass on those two waters, as well as walleye. At times, I think Horseshoe's put out some decent numbers of 14 to 16-inch walleye. And Reitz in the evenings, I know they're catching lots of walleyes casting to the shoreline. So both those waters would definitely be good choices if you're looking to, catch at least some smallmouth as well as maybe, some walleyes.
Where are you at on the rearing ponds and fingerlings, and what's going to happen there? Are you going to start stocking, or are you going to wait a month or two?
The hatchery ponds are all full now. Typically, they'll start stocking those, what we call small fingerlings, almost about July 1st. So about another month of growing on those, and then when they'll be a little old, just around an inch in size when they're stocked. Our natural rearing ponds, those are the sloughs that we stock. Those will be harvested about October 1st is when we start harvesting those fish.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Don, here with some more outdoor information. Well, you've heard about the Eric Wingy's Dakota Sportsman Walleye Fishing Tournament Saturday, June 11th. And again, we have entry forms right here in the entryway at this radio station. Coming up this weekend for the holiday weekend, patriotic campsite decorating at Lake Cochrane, Sandy Shores, Pelican Lake, Pickerel Lake. And it'll be this Friday, May 27th. At Lake Cochrane and Pelican Lake and Sandy Shores. Howl at the Moon is Lewis and Clark near Yankton. Also, we have Oakwood Lake State Park Kids Fishing Derby, and that's this Saturday, May 28th at 10 a.m. If you want some more info, call 627, that's 627-5441. Also, campsite decorating contest on Oakwood Saturday, and you can call that same number for information on that. Then we have the Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge, Saturday, June 18th, $150 entry fee, $200 after June 11th. First place guaranteed $1,500, and you can call Adam at 237-9197, and you can get entry forms right here at the radio station in our entryway. Also, you can check out all that info at GoWatertown.net and hit on the outdoor news and events. Then a walleye fishing tournament for the Madison Masonic Lodge 17. That's June 25th at Lake Thompson. $50 per man, up to three people per boat. And if you want some more information, you can call KJAM Radio in Madison or give Dave a call at 270-2728. And even over the holidays or on weeknights, don't forget about the Watertown Trap and Skeet Club. It's open, and you do not have to be a member or shoot league to use the club. Shooters of all skills are welcome. If you want some more information on that, you can give Doug Kittleson a call at 783-3231. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to Webster talking to Doug Johnson in Sportsman's Cove there. And as far as fishing other lakes except Bitter, because we know that probably gets most of the pressure, what other lakes would be good for a try or has been producing?
You know, didn't hear a lot about Wave this week. I guess, again, you know, same old story, you know, where they're going. But didn't hear a lot on Wave. Bitter and Oakwood seemed to be kind of mixed up there this week, kind of so-so. Some guys got in them, some didn't. I think a lot of that was this time of the day and the weather we had to work with. But other than that, we did have some guys said that Swan's pretty tough to get into for a bigger boat. They had a tough time trying to get into there. Pretty shallow down there. So.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, did have some guys went up to Roy, they said. A bunch of Northerns did have a few crappies up there, so that's something to consider, I guess.
Anybody or hearing anything out of Antelope or Pickerel, Blue Dog, Horseshoe?
No, I did have one group tried Horseshoe. They were trying for walleye, did not do well. Pickerel, no, I didn't hear anything this week. I know I was out there myself last weekend, but it's so windy.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a fair test. I was just out there, and I saw a few boats trying to, you know, get a little fishing in. I think they were just there because of the lake with some protection, you know, so that's why they were there. But and Blue Dog, no, didn't hear anything on Blue Dog.
As far as Bitter, are they fishing deep or shallow lately?
You know, I did have some guys that did try to do some casting up shallow up around some trees, and they did well on some bigger fish, definitely so. But the most part of our fishery here is guys, you know, running live rigs. We're seeing more and more crawlers and leeches like you'd expect. Our water temperature's getting over 60 now, so definitely more crawlers. But the minnow's still been the mainstay and still in Solomon's Slough back there.
Well, good. Well, Doug Johnson, Sportsman's Cove, Webster, thank you.
All right.
Well, now on the phone, we have Colton Wenges, and we're going to talk about the 31st Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wenges Memorial Tournament. And it's Saturday, June 11th on Lake Ponset. And where are you sitting right now as of teams entered?
Right now we're sitting at 52 teams that are paid entries.
And I think we're maybe about the same place last year, and then it seemed like it sure added a lot of teams in the last 2 weeks.
Yep, we filled it up in the last 2 weeks.
And it's been a good fishing lake, so a good walleye lake, so there's nothing really holding people back.
No, it's been a real good bite, actually, lately down there.
And as far as everything's set up for the If It Fills, $12,000 in prizes, and, of course, if you have your 80 teams, and $3,000 for the first-place team.
Yep. I got a really good door prizes again this year, too.
Who can they give you a ring if they want some questions or maybe something about getting in? How can they get a hold of you, Colton?
Absolutely. You can give me a call on my cell phone if you need to at 605-520-1474.
And last year, 80 teams filled, and do you remember about what the winning weight was for that?
I want to say it was 14 pounds, if I remember right.
And they weigh in five fish?
Six fish.
Six fish for 14. That's a good average then.
Yep, not bad at all.
Well, again, it's Saturday, June 11th, and there are entry forms right here in the entryway. Also, I believe you can go online at gowatertown.net or print them out, and I'm sure entry forms throughout the area in bait shops also.
Correct.
Colton Wenges, thank you. Well, now we travel up to Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And Jim, how's the fishing been lately?
Well, it is finally time to say that the fishing is good. It's everything's biting. We're seeing lots of big bluegills, the 10 to 11-inch bluegills. We're seeing some walleyes. We're seeing some largemouth bass. We're seeing northern pike. We're seeing white bass. Pretty much, if you go out and go fishing and throw something in the water, you're probably going to catch something.
Has the water clarity changed at all with the recent weather?
Well, the water is still very, very clear. There's been enough wind lately that a person can usually find a place to go fish that's got some wind working it. We also know that for the fishing those big bull bluegills, you need to actually have calm, clear water so you can see them, and cast to them.
So are they on the beds right now?
Yeah, they're on the beds, going to and from, and that's what the boats are doing is looking for the beds and pulling the males off the beds.
As far as the walleyes, if you're fishing during the day, not early in the late, are they pretty much out in the middle in the mud or around structure?
They're in the dirtier water. It really structure isn't keying them up too much. It'd be the weed growth coming up off the bottom, coupled with the water getting stirred up, by some spawning carp or something.
And the lake, Big Stone Lake, is that full or above full at this point?
It's normal. It's at normal level.
Okay, good.
We very seldom see much variance in water level.
And you're talking maybe around 60-degree water temp on the surface?
They're talking 65.
Okay, good. Well, Jim, up at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.